Baltimore's Still Point Theater is celebrating Bernstein at 100 with Trouble in Tahiti, running through January 27th at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Baltimore. With me in the studio to talk about the production is the music director, Ben Shaver. Welcome.
Hi, welcome. Thank you.
I am super excited that you're doing this. This is your first opera at Still Point, and I have to say it's a really gutsy move because our listeners might be surprised, but not everyone in the theater world is very positive about opera. So why did you guys decide to do this?
Well, my background is in opera and classical voice. I studied at Peabody Conservatory. And since I joined the company about 5 or 6 years ago, I said I wanted to do an opera. Since that's my background and I loved it, and I thought it would be really interesting to bring two worlds together. Still Point, our kind of clientele base or audience that we usually get are really theater goers or visual art artists and those that enjoy our gallery openings. So we wanted to bring them into the opera world and also kind of bring the opera world into the theater world. It's a bit of a risk for a theater company, but with a short opera, we thought it was less of a risk. And also it being in English is also a plus.
And of course, it's Bernstein, and he straddled the Broadway and classical worlds throughout his career. So musically, I think it's a good choice for you guys.
Oh, yeah. He did a little bit of everything.
And you have cabaret music at the end of the evening, I believe, since the opera itself is 45 minutes?
Yes. So the first part is about the 45-minute opera, Trouble in Tahiti. And then we take a short little break, and there's a little bit of piano music. And then the second half, we have cabaret music from his operettas and operas, stuff from On the Town, Wonderful Town, Little Candy.
Indeed. And you've set up the room at St. Mark's to have sort of a post-World War II supper club feel or cabaret feel, haven't you?
Yeah, it's almost like cabaret. I sometimes think of like maybe some of the bars down in Miami or like with Frank Sinatra. So it's very intimate. There are little tables that everyone sits at or benches on the side. And we have a little bar in the back and for drinks and refreshments. And then we have a live band up top for the first part. In the second half, it's only piano. So with the opera, we do have a 7-piece orchestra that's playing. And then down below, we have a little piano on stage with the singers for the cabaret portion.
Trouble in Tahiti is the story of a suburban marriage, the 1950s, post-war America. This couple has a young son, but they're going through kind of a rough time.
Yes, they are. As many, you know, not many, but some people may find in marriage can be difficult. And there's balances to all of that. And you see this. It's a very intimate and close-up look on that. The child never actually sings in the opera, but you do see him. And there's actually also a trio, a Greek chorus that kind of moves along and talks about, at least in the prelude and the interlude, about the happiness of suburbia and living that sort of wonderful sort of utopian lifestyle. And then as soon as the prelude's over, going to the first scene, and they're having a discussion, but it's not necessarily pleasant. So you see kind of the differences of what it's supposed to be and then what it winds up actually being in reality.
Given the subject matter, it's interesting that Lenny started writing this on his honeymoon.
Oh, yes. Yes. I thought that was very interesting that he started to write that. And I don't know if it has really any sort of personal ties to what his actual life was like or his marriage. As far as I know, it was happy. But I thought that was just a very interesting fact that he started to write this as soon as he was on his honeymoon and spent a little bit of time after that. And once he came back to finish it up and tie it up.
This is Trouble in Tahiti being presented by Still Point Theater at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, 1900 St. Paul Street in Baltimore. The show runs Friday and Saturday nights through January 27th, and there's more information online at stillpointtheater.com. With me in the studio, Ben Shaver, music director of Trouble in Tahiti at Still Point Theater. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.